uncut, and wandered forth with me. The flowers decked the mountainside, and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose.
Was the Rose of Allendale. And you're listening to the Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM at South Knowra, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. If you can't get us on those three, try 44-22-1700. 44-22-1700. You're bound to get us there. Right, it's very, very dull this morning. Well, it's good. It's not hot, and it's just a little bit, what shall we say, whatever. It is 21.8 degrees, that's Celsius. Right, what are we going to do next? I haven't heard anything about the Scottish country dancing at Ural Bay, so if there's anyone listening, please give us a call and let us know if it is still on. Right, and as I said a wee bit earlier, we shall have the flag, the Australian flag. It's a good one. It's all about the Australian flag as though it was a human being talking, and it's very, very interesting. Actually, I remember the last time I played it, a lady rang me up and she said, "I didn't know that's what the crosses and the corner were." Meaning Scotland, England, Ireland, and, well, no, Wales is part of England then. And I said, "Oh, yeah, that's the St. Andrew's Cross, darling." "Oh, I have learned something today, haven't I?" "I don't think so." Okay. Let's listen to the lovely Sheena Wellington. Thank you.
better but the poor. We're on
that's a funny shit of Wellington.
We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? Get in. And the nooks up and homebrew. The deal package, if she's no nodding too. We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? Get in. Get in, may you come up, and how did you fare? Twa pints doon, and another twa mare. We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? Get in. And how did you thrive? How many bairns hae ye? Quo camera hae five? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? Get in. Are they odd Johnny's hat? We'll know. Some of them were cotton when Johnny was a war. We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? Get in. Cats like milk, dogs like brew. Lasses like the laddies, wheel and laddies, lasses too. We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? We're on Norden, at Norden. We're on Norden, mother, who's at him? Get in.
Apologize for that. I especially apologize to Sheena. I thought your voice had a voice change or something, you know. But here she is this time. Sheena Wellington with the... Oh, by the way, that was Colbeck, the nodding song. Gideon... Oh, is it? Wait a minute, let's have a look at this. Gideon Kemmer and the Sky Bridge Dance. Whatever that is. But anyway, here's Sheena with the strong women rule us all with tears.
There's a moment of your story that has always haunted me. When you set out in that open boat to help the poor man flee. Was Charlie Stewart's future already plain to see? Did you know he'd be a waster all his days? If you did, I'd give the world to find a single dance one and all. The courage you could call from the tears that would not fall from your eyes. And after 30 years, after all that you'd been through, was the thought of Bonnie Cherry just a memory to rue? As you watched your husband putting on his coat of scarlet hue to go and fight for German Geordie's crown, but you never tried to hide behind the dreams of long ago, from the Coons Tay, the Carolinas. You showed us one and all the courage you could call from the tears that would not fall from your eyes. And there's times I think I see you, when I find the kind of face where a woman's independence has kept a woman's grace, when confidence and pride refuse to know their place or hide behind the easy tricks of beauty. For to me, your life's a light that shines across the stormy skies, from the Coons Tay, the Carolinas. You showed us one and all the courage you could call the tears that would not fall from your eyes, from the Coons Tay, the Carolinas. Strong women rule us all with the courage they can call when the tears refuse to fall from their eyes.
Ah, that was nice. That was Sheena Wellington, a Dundee lass. But I said I would play the Australian flag. Well, I'll play one more track. And by the way, folks, we're trying to form a little club here on this radio program. Yeah, a Scottish club. And we're looking for a name for it. So if you're interested, well, you can drop me a line and with an idea for a name, and if you'd like to join the club, it costs about $5 per member, per head, that is. You get the body in for nothing. And what we'll do eventually, when we get enough members, we shall have social events, and who knows, we might have a dance one night, or trips away, like not to Scotland, but Scotland Island maybe, but that's about it. So if you're interested in forming a little club, give me a drop me a wee note, just a wee card or something, to Jock McDougall, Post Office Box 121, Post Office Bury, 2535. That's POB 121, Post Office Bury, 2535. We'll get a little club going amongst all our listeners, and we'll, as I say, we'll have social events, barbecues. I'm going to be able to give prizes away for anything. Yep, right, okay. Now, what are we going to have next? How about a sing-along from the Alex Sutherland the Singers? ¶¶
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy, and the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers?
Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets of my kilt I'll go. Oh, the lassies shout hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had nae on my trousers.
Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. Oh, the lassie shout hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. Oh, the lassies shout hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
To wear the kilt is my delight, it is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers.
Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. Oh, the lassies shout hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
Now Campbellton Lock is a beautiful place, but the price of the whiskey is grim. How nice it would be if the whiskey was free and the lock was full up to the brim.
Oh, Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Lock of pie. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink you dry.
I'd buy a yacht for the money I got, and I'd anchor it out in the bay. If I wanted a nip, I'd go in for a dip, I'd be swimming by night and by day.
Oh, Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Lock of pie. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink you dry. We'd have a gathering of the clans, and they come from near and far. You can see them grinning, they're waving, and they're shouting, Slanjiva! Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Lock of pie. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink you dry. I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Lock of pie. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink you dry.
What's this I see? A horn for me. 'Tis a vision to make your blood freeze. 'Tis the Polis afloat in a dirty big boat, and they're shouting, time, gentlemen, please!
Oh, no, no! Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Lock of pie. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink you dry. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, Campbellton Lock, goodbye. Campbellton Lock, I wish you were whiskey, I would drink you dry.
There was a soldier, Scottish soldier, who wandered far away, soldier far away. There was none bolder, with good broad shoulder. He's fought and won a fray, and fought and won. He's seen the glory and told the story of battles glorious and each victorious. But now he's sighing, his heart is crying to leave these green hills of Tyrone,
because these green hills are not Highland hills, or the island hills, they're not Myland hills, and fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not the hills of home. Because these green hills are not Highland hills, or the island hills, they're not Myland hills, and fair as these green foreign hills may be, they are not a
Ah, yes, that was the Alexander Sutherland and his band and singers. Before we go any further, we better find out if we've got something for the boss. I keep forgetting about him. Where is he? He's up here somewhere. Yep, here we go. Try see what he's got for us.
The wonderful music of Scotland is featured every Thursday on Triple U when Jack McDougall presents his Scottish programme. You can almost smell the heather and taste the haggis as Jack takes you on a musical journey across the highlands and lowlands of bonnie Scotland. Tune in Thursdays for the real feeling of Scotland only on Triple U.
Well, hello, all you nice folks down under. This is Rita McNeil in Cape Breton, Canada. Thank you for listening to Jock McDougall's Sounds of Scotland here on Radio Triple U FM at Nowra. Warm Canadian greetings to all the listeners in Australia.
And I thank you for that, Rita. Yes, as I said earlier, we're going to run this tape. I've had it for quite a few years. It's called The Flag, and that's all it is, The Flag, and it's the Australian flag talking about the history of Australia. You really enjoy it. It lasts about 8-10 minutes. So sit back and enjoy The Flag.
I am the national flag of the Commonwealth of Australia. I belong to you and every Australian equally and freely. I was conceived before the dawn of the century. Designed by Ivor Evans, I was chosen over and above some 32,000 contenders. Although I was never an orphan, I was adopted on that sparkling spring day, the 3rd of September 1901. When I flew above the exhibition building in Melbourne. I was hailed and celebrated by people standing on the threshold of nationhood. They took me to their hearts. In that official ceremony, in the presence of our first Prime Minister, I became the chief symbol of a new nation, embracing the ideals of self-determination, national sovereignty, and personal freedom under God. I have been hoisted aloft over many buildings, from humble homes to the Houses of Parliament. I have listened to every Prime Minister declare his allegiance to me, to our monarch, and to our Constitution. I have witnessed the pledge of each one to protect and defend those freedoms we all cherish, even above life itself. I am carried with pride in ceremonies and processions. I have draped the caskets of your national heroes, carried to their last resting place. The caskets of kings and queens, eminent statesmen, generals, admirals, humble privates, and the unknown soldier. Wherever free men gather, wherever there is justice, faith, hope, charity, and truth, there too am I. At the tender age of 14 years, I received my baptism of fire in World War I. I flew proudly in those early days as we heard the call to do battle alongside those of our own kin. I was carried up the steep hills of Gallipoli, and I was there with the men in the trenches. I watched Simpson bring out the wounded on his doughy little donkey. I breathed the dust of the deserts and rode in glory with the Light Horse Brigade. I saw our finest sons fall and lie still. In death, they had given their last full measure of devotion. The war was over for them forever, but I kept my lonely vigil over their graves and stayed to watch the flowers grow amid the crosses, row upon row, in Flanders fields. O young Australia, I was there with your fathers whom I longed to comfort. Look at me again, lest you forget. You know me by my distinctive emblems. The Union Jack is the tie that binds us to your ancestors and rich heritage down through the centuries. The upright red cross on a white field is the cross of St. George, patron saint of England. This cross was there when King John set his royal seal on Magna Carta in 1215. And it was there when Simon de Montfort brought together the very first parliament in 1265, making England truly the mother of parliaments. I proudly wear two other crosses. The white diagonal cross on a blue field is the cross of St. Andrew, patron saint of Scotland. The red diagonal cross on a white field is the cross of St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. These three crosses, which perhaps you scarcely understand, unite our heritage in this wonderful land and forge our future in an inseparable bond. The blazing Southern Cross marks our way ahead, while the seven-pointed Federation Star joins our states and territories in a single yet united Commonwealth. All this set in a field of blue. The blue of our southern skies and of the endless ocean washing our golden sandy beaches and coral shores. We are the heirs to a culture rich and diverse. We are the offspring child of a great empire. We have a glorious tomorrow. We are one, lest you forget. I have been to many places. I have seen many things. With our explorers, I crossed the icy wastes of Antarctica and climbed the heights of Mount Everest. I look down with pride on our mighty sportsmen and women as they win honors for their country all over the world. At every official or memorable event in this land, I hold the position of honor. Following World War I, we frolicked in our newfound liberty, growth, prosperity, increase, and our common wealth. But far to the north, in Russia, a new tyranny spewed forth, slaughtering the rich and regal, the lowly and humble, usurping the sovereignty of nations, not of its own. We watched from afar, protected by the border of oceans. Then came 1939, and once again, we heard the beat of the warmongers' drums. Again, my heart went out to our brave soldiers, sailors, and airmen. I was there with them, in the Middle East, in New Guinea, Malaya, Borneo, and many other places. I was trodden in the mud, red with the blood of those brave young Australians, so ruthlessly murdered in prisoner of war camp. Lest you forget. Finally, in 45, peace at last, so we thought. With just a few short years' rest, I was again carried into battle, caught up in further hostilities by those promoting war. I watched and praised the endurance and spirit of our volunteers in Korea. I too felt the sufferings of our brave sons and daughters in the forces in Vietnam. Lest you forget. I am well known and remembered in many places. I am flown every day in the school at Villers-Bretonneux in France, where grateful children and teachers do not forget their debt to Australian soldiers. I am many things to many people. To some, I am yesterday, today, and tomorrow, an inseparable link in the chain that binds men to God and country. And because I am on the side of God through our great heritage, there are the godless who seek to destroy me and replace those three Christian crosses with plants or animals. But they dare not. Why? Because today I am everywhere. In the homes of the humble and the mansions of millionaires. I am in the cities, the suburbs, and in country towns. From coast to coast, right across this great nation, I am raised with pride and dignity. Oh, my people, you have given so much to be Australian, and I am proud that we are one, bonded through trial and triumph. Look at me and remember our heritage and realize our great future. Together we will grow, and all the world will know. You must never allow those who seek to reduce diversity into dust, to grind our treasures into a melting pot. And as you consider the future of your own true identity, remember, I was there in your every hour of loss, your every moment of glory. So too, I will be there in all your tomorrows. Though proud, loyal, and glorious through all my short history, there is one thing for which I need you most of all. I cannot fasten myself to the flagstaff, lest you forget.
Lest you forget. Yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I can't remember who the orator was. It was a famous television bloke way back. Not Colin Croft. It could be Colin Croft. I'm not quite certain. But if you do know the name, give us a ring on 444-22-1700. 444-22-1700, if you know the voice. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy Radio Triple UFM, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. Telephone number, I just gave it you, 444-22-1700. 444-22-1700. Right. We're okay now. Yeah. Okay. We're going over, slightly over halfway. And we'll start doing a bonus segment in a few moments. But don't forget, when I finish here at 12 o'clock, the lovely Honky Tonk Angel will be here. I'm not certain if it's Fiona or Carol today. Carol went up to that country western show last week. I don't know if she's back yet. But anyway, 12 o'clock, Honky Tonk Angels. Let's hear, what about we have a song meanwhile while I get things set up. Oh, by the way, I'm going to do the address to the haggis. Yes, I'll do it myself. I've done it for about 30 odd years, so we'll do it once more. But first of all, let's listen to Andy Stewart.
Somewhere my love is calling, over the land and over the sea. Somewhere a star is falling, making a wish for me. Dark is the night of longing, sad is the heart that always must yearn. Bright is the day of dawning, when I'll again return. I wish I was near to my love as she calls. I wish I was near to the star as it falls. The light of her love, like the stars up above, is there in the faraway land. There is a time to wander, there is a star that tells us to roam. Fortune and fame lie yonder, far from the land of home. But at the close of evening, when other stars are shining above, then in my heart I'm dreaming, dreaming of you. I wish I was near to the star as it falls. The light of her love, like the stars up above, is there in the faraway land. When the dark night is falling over the land and over with your love beside me, then will my dreams come true. I wish I was near to my love as she calls. I wish I was near to the star as it falls. The light of her love, like the stars up above, is there in my heart.